League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Done, right? Is that a confirmed thing? Like that Mendes is done? I think what's his fate? Craig is on the fence. Like, is this the last Craig James Bond movie?
Yeah, it could entirely be the last. I mean, he was contracted for four, and that's over.
Oh, I see.
So it's like, I think it's like he's a free agent now, up for Bond renewal. I don't know what Mendes' deal is. I kind of don't care.
I feel like Craig's coming back. I really
you
feel
think
like,
so?
Really?
I feel like he's not done. Like, what else is he gonna do, man?
Mm. Well, it's like they so insisted on shoving this like Bond arc down our throat.
Yeah.
And like now that arc is completed, so maybe. Is he just gonna have a rando Bond adventure?
I would love it.
It would be great.
Yeah, I'd love that too.
But I think if they did another one, he'd be like visiting himself as a baby in the hospital. It'd be like, this is the one where Bond does a bunch of LSD.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, he's in like an experiment. Like MI6 like is like, we got to find out what this LSD does.
Oh yeah. That would be pretty great, actually.
Yeah, and he's like the only one that they can outright kill if they wanted to.
He's expendable, dude.
Yeah.
Welcome to WHM On Screen. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Eric Siska and Steven Sadak. We are, as the title says, Talkin' Spectre, the fourth James Bond film to star Mr. Daniel Craig.
And it's been out for 3 weeks, and spoiler alert, obviously, for the whole damn movie, which we're about to talk
about. Yeah, well, if you haven't seen it and you care, don't listen to this right now.
Yeah, wait till you see it. It's not going anywhere, baby. Mm-hmm. It's on the internet.
It's, you know, I was okay with it. I think I like Skyfall a lot more, like a lot more. Casino Royale the same. I actually never saw Quantum of Solace. I don't think I ever will.
Really? No, yeah. Quantum of Solace is definitely the worst.
It's the worst of these, but it's funny. Like, I don't have that hatred for it that other people have. Like, I mean, there are some people that fucking hate that movie.
Honestly, when I saw it, I felt like my time would have been better spent reading the phone book. I need to rewatch it, though.
I remember there's like a couple of really solid car chases in it. Like the villainous scheme of Mathieu Amalric is like kind of silly. He's like stealing a country's water supply. It's like...
That sounds boring.
Yeah, no, it is.
It's like it's more Hank Scorpio than it is like a James Bond villain. But I mean, Amalric is a great actor. So it's like cool to see him kind of flaunt around as a Bond villain. And, you know, Olga Kurylenko, I think, is kind of an okay femme fatale there, you know? I mean, yeah, it's the worst of the Daniel Craig Bonds, that's for sure.
And, you know, I've seen on the internet all this, like, now people have been shitting down Spectre's neck.
Oh, dude, they're ripping that movie's jaw wide open and taking a big, huge, wet moose dump down it.
But I think Spectre is the best of the Daniel Craig movies, and I know I just heard your monocle fall into your champagne flute. And I'm sorry about that, but I really loved this movie and the past stuff I don't like. You
right,
know?
Referring to the Bond backstory that's sort of been set up.
And yeah, I like that he's got a stupid, dumb car that shoots fire out the back.
Yeah,
he's got
definitely.
A big, friggin' heavy after him. Like, it just, these actions, it just reminded me of like the older movies, and it was well paced.
Yeah,
I really liked Skyfall a lot and Casino Royale, but both of those I felt like there were moments where I was checking my watch.
Sure.
And this one I wasn't. Maybe it was the mood I was in when I saw it. Maybe it was because I was drinking, but I had a good time. And that's what it's about.
I mean, I had a good time, too. I agree with you. I didn't feel that 2 hours and 20 whatever minutes that actually in an American multiplex, you know, with trailers and commercials. I mean, it worked out to my wife and I were sitting in this fucking theater for 3 hours mm-hmm. with this movie. But I didn't feel it during this movie. I wasn't checking my watch.
I got a little bit of an extra movie when I got there.
Oh,
I went to see this afternoon, and I get in there, and you know, I sit through 20 minutes of credits or previews. And the first thing that pops up, the movie's, you know, the Regal whatever happens, the tree walks around, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, it's the movie.
Right.
And then it says, based on actual events. And I'm like, wait, what? This is actual? Is there an actual? Was this movie based on, is James Bond real? Did they change it on me? And then it's like, Boston, 1976. And I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? And then, like, very clearly, very quickly, everyone in the theater, which is pretty light, because it's an afternoon showing on a Tuesday, everyone realized that this was not Skyfall. It was actually that movie, Spotlight.
Yeah, it wasn't Spectre, you mean.
Spectre. Yeah,
it was another SP and then a vowel movie.
Yeah, somebody just switched up the file.
See, what's so horrendously nerdy about me, and I think it's like because of my line of work, like I would have found that out before that even happened, because I just would have looked at the distributor on like the front of the thing.
Oh, so you're saying you would have read something.
I would have looked at it and said, Open Road Pictures did not distribute Spectre. This is the wrong movie that's playing.
It was funny, yeah, but when they fixed it after a lot of hullabaloo, the MGM thing came out. I was like, yeah, that's what I should have saw. Like,
oh,
it was,
the fucking lion!
That's what I was waiting for. Around the horn, what do we think about Christoph Waltz in this movie?
Love him. Underused, but I thought he did a great job.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot, and I know a lot of people are saying he's underused, but I think that if he was in it more, it would have been mustache-twirling nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I thought the promise of Spectre, the beginning, like the first 20, 40 minutes when, like, then he goes to that cool, like, secret society sex meeting, which is really neat.
It's a little Eyes Wide Shut orgy-esque.
And that's awesome, and, like, the threat of that organization... looms hugely.
That's your playing the Eyes Wide Shut score on a beer can.
That's right.
And then for 2 hours it kind of goes away for me. Like, then what's his face comes back and he's like, I'm the author of your pain. I'm like, oh yeah, that movie, he was in this movie, that's cool.
He is in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I like the torture scene of him in that chair with the little like motorized needle going around.
I wish it was just a torture scene when he's like, I'm gonna affect your center where you remember people's faces, and then that just doesn't work. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he prefaces it with, if I do this right, it's not going to work, or it's going to erase your memory or whatever.
Yeah, with that scene, I kind of agree with Steve a little bit, that I would have preferred just to cut and dry. No, I'm torturing you, James.
But it's interesting, because like this movie, more than the other Craigs, is very much like, we've got some gadgets floating around, we've got him doing the Bond comedy, which you don't get too much in the other movies.
Yeah, which is
and
great.
This is like the villain has like a weird thing. It's like Goldfinger's fucking laser table. You know what I mean? Like in Casino Royale, it's a dude that's whipping him in the ball sack through a seatless chair. That's about as caveman as it gets. Sure.
That's not as elegant as this, I
guess. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, we're in this like weird white clean room thing, you know. I was kind of cool with it.
I was cool. I mean, I liked it. I just, for whatever reason, the sour note for me, and I'm not alone in this, I'm probably one of the people shitting on the whatever, is the whole we were brothers once because you spent a couple summers in my house.
It's the epitome of just too muchery.
Who cares?
Really is.
Who could care?
Yeah, that is the worst part of this, and that's unfortunately par for the course with this iteration of Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single movie, it's just like, hey, this is the tricycle you used to use. It's like, I don't give a fuck about Bond.
The tricycle past. Where you had your first chase scene.
Yeah. To that point, and they always kind of flirt with it where you think it's like, oh my God, is he his father? Which would be incredibly stupid.
Sure.
But at least it would mean something.
But I think Christoph Waltz is like total tops 10 years older than
Daniel
Craig.
Not that he's
Craig.
His father, but like that he's actually related to. He is his brother.
Oh,
he's his twin.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? Like in the last movie, he's like, oh, are they related somehow? Or what's going on? Like that happens in two movies in a row. Wherein they both are like, oh, remember that time you went to the grocery store and dropped that orange and then I gave it to you? That was me.
Remember when you were running and you got on the tricycle, but I was in my power wheels ever after you, James.
It's just whatever. I mean, like, whatever. My God, whatever with that part.
My biggest whatever with this movie, because, like, that was set up in Spectre already. And, like, even as far back as Casino Royale, like, you have... between Craig and Judi Dench, like, the acknowledgement that there is some kind of, like, more personal relationship to them than just, like, you know, she's M and it's whatever.
But like, I kind of like that, too.
That's okay. I mean, yeah. But, like, so I'm ready for this, especially at the end of Skyfall. Like, I'm ready for this.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm not ready for that they do in this movie more than any other Bond that I've ever seen is he's got an outright fucking Scooby gang in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
There is way too much in this movie of M, Q, and Moneypenny fucking fist farting through this whole movie.
And the pig fucking Prime Minister from Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That guy's getting in on it, too. He's helping out with the hacking with Q. And it's just like, dude, well, Bond does this on his own. That's why he's the double O.
I would have liked to see more double O's just because the idea is like, the program is being disengaged or whatever. So why is there only one of them working on this?
Exactly.
Thing?
They even say 009. Like, show me who 009
is. Exactly.
I want to see where all the 00s like go to like a bar, right? They all go to fucking McGuire's and sit around, shit talk Ray Fiennes, you know, shit talk the boss, like have a decompression session.
How it would be so easy to get 009 to pay Clive Owen to be 009.
Oh,
no,
like
he'd rather fucking die than play 009. Are you kidding me?
Are you not? Maybe
he'd
not
rather sit in a fucking bottomless chair and have his balls punched.
Maybe, yeah, you're right. Maybe it's too soon for him.
No, dude, because he didn't get it over Daniel Craig.
I know that, but the balls punching.
Or maybe like any of these other actors that like Ewan McGregor would be 009. Like, you know what I mean? Get him a cool cameo. Sure. And it's that's fun. Yeah. You know what I mean, like
something. I mean, have that. I don't. And this is what's obnoxious is ostensibly because, like, whatever. Like the Spectre thing looms large, and Blofeld's like, you know, the big villain or whatever. But like the villain of the movie is C, played by the dude who's Moriarty in the new Sherlock and everything. Yeah. He's killed by M.
Yeah.
Like Ray Fiennes technically like fucks over like the bad guy of the movie.
Yes.
You know, like that really bothered me. And like that's got to be Bond in that.
I kind of didn't mind just because it's just like Bond as Superman doing everything gets boring to me. And I'm not the biggest Bond fan in the world. So my opinion means shit. And everyone listening to this thinks I'm a piece of fucking shit now.
Well, they've had 200 some odd episodes to form that opinion. It's not just this episode on Spectre.
But it was, you know, whatever.
Here's a question. Is Sam Mendes a fan of tentacle porn? Because that beginning is tentacle pornography.
It's whatever. Wait, what? Artist they got to do one of the worst Bond opening sequences video
the video with the the fucking octopus all the ladies.
You thought about sex with that? Oh, I guess you were supposed to.
Yeah.
I was just thinking I kind of wanted some sushi.
I was at Alamo Drafthouse ordering a drink during that, so I didn't care.
It's fucking terrible. That Sam Smith song is garbage. It's garbage.
Why not just Spectre? Go the Spectre, everybody. You know what? I'm just saying I'm available for the next one. I can say you're the whatever everybody to just about anything.
It's just fucking horrible. It's such a shitty song, and that credit sequence is also garbage.
I will say, I think that because we're shitting on the movie a lot, I love the beginning. I think the first half hour is
that helicopter fight.
Oh,
was awesome.
It's
that's
great.
Totally
how
awesome.
Quiet it was. How when someone got pushed off the helicopter, that was it. I didn't have to see them splatter or anything like that.
No,
it was great.
It's jar and like the whole building, he probably kills hundreds of people at that point. It's fantastic. I thought that was, I mean, I kind of think the movie gets worse as it goes on, to be honest. I wanted more Dave Bautista.
I would say the third act is definitely the worst.
And well, it's just like any other Sam Mendes movie ever made. Like, that is the curse of Sam Mendes, is once you get to the third act, whatever goodwill you had toward a movie starts rapidly falling apart. And it's like, this better be a short third act or else people are going to just start really hating this movie.
Yeah.
Like everything he's ever made feels that way to me, including all of these Bonds. Every Bond that he's directed, it's like, oh man, this just has a shitty third act. Like I really like Skyfall too, The third act of that movie is not great.
Is that where we're at his house shooting up stuff?
Yeah, and we got that fucking Scottish groundskeeper helping out.
Oh,
and...
welcome to Chateau du Bond. Yeah.
By the way, it's the only time I can say this, but Judi Dench totally pulls a Jamie Kennedy in this movie.
Oh, she certainly does.
If you find yourself in a Bond movie.
Here are the rules for surviving Spectre. Man, is that stupid. And it's like... I feel that they have had to recorded that on her last day of Skyfall. Mm. It's like you're not getting Dame Judi Dench back for one line of dialogue.
Do you think they did that as another one of these like references to other James Bond movies? Because there's so many throughout this movie.
What do you mean?
Well, like, in this movie is from another Bond movie. Like, like that Snow Palace. She's a psychiatrist. That's just on her Majesty's Secret Service.
That's correct.
The train fight is kind of like From Russia with Love.
You're totally right, and that's what's weird is because I thought like they did that all throughout Skyfall because it was like 50 years of James Bond, 1962 to 2012. You know, we're celebrating it by all these references, and then I'm watching this movie, and I'm like, oh fucking wait a second. No, like you were doing that in Skyfall and it's acceptable. Yeah. Stop doing it now, but you're totally right.
Yeah, but I
it's very
disagree.
Reference heavy.
I do want to jump on that.
I like the references.
That ice palace where they give... I've gotten therapy at many places. It's always some hippie's junky house. You know what I mean? It's never some sexy lair wherein...
James Bond has got great insurance.
Yeah, that's true.
By the way, though, let's be careful to mention, it's not like the ice hotel from Die Another Day.
No.
That's not what we're talking about here. It's just a gigantic... compound on the top of a mountain.
That dude who blows his brains out, is he in Quantum of Solace?
Yes.
Okay, that would make sense.
He's one of the villains.
That's kind of what I was getting, even though I never saw it. I was like, that guy's probably in Quantum
of
Solace.
It's that dude in Matthew Amalric.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's a good scene when he blows his brains out.
That is an awesome scene. Mm-hmm. Oddly, though, and I read some article that pointed this out online. Like, they were kind of busting on, like, when he walks back into the rubble that was the MI6 headquarters and whatever, and it's like the printouts and the spray paint, whatever. And some writer was saying, like, it's kind of funny. Can you imagine, like, the intern working for Spectre that's just like reporting back home to their parents, like, what did I do at work today? Well, I had to make a bunch of computer printouts of all these dead people and post them around a dilapidated building. Oh, yeah.
It's very labor intensive, that whole last thing that he's got going on there.
It's a real scheme, but it's like, my thought was like, shit, Spectre, you can't even pull out a color printer.
Those are expensive. Clearly,
it's more moody to have black and white. Blofeld's thinking about the art.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I like, by the way, because it just reminded me of like we wind up with Lea Seydoux like tied to a bomb and that whole thing. I like her a lot in this movie.
Yeah, she's really good.
I think she's really good.
She's a strong female. Also, speaking of strong females, Monica Bellucci, they're like, oh, by the way, Felix Leiter's going to take care of you. See you never again.
I'm curious about that. I mean, this movie is 2 hours and 20 some odd minutes.
Maybe
like
they just cut
28.
It.
Oh, like, yeah. Is there a director's cut of this? Like, how do you have Monica Bellucci for 4.5 minutes of this? You set up Felix Leiter. Where's my Jeffrey Wright?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where is he?
I was waiting for him.
I was
as well.
So excited because Jeffrey Wright is my favorite Felix Leiter. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Another scene with Felix.
Yep.
Here we go. Just drop town.
Yep.
I totally didn't get it. It was such a bummer for me.
I was maybe I'm the only one here because I like the actor, but I felt like for whatever reason, Bond and this new version of Sherlock are almost too close to have Moriarty in this movie. It was a bit distracting.
Well, it's distracting because I don't know if you've seen Sherlock, but like the whole thing is, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to spoil it for you anyway, but like, how it's hidden, like he's Moriarty hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And in so like your brain knows him as the actor that did that. So in this, the second I saw him, I'm like, well, he's crooked.
Well, here's the thing with this is Sherlock releases stuff so infrequently that I'm watching this movie and I've seen all Sherlock and I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah.
My wife leans over, tells me that's the guy that played Moriarty. I'm like, oh, really? All right.
Oh, hey, that's neat.
So I wasn't really that distracted by it.
Yeah, I was like, is he going to start yelling at James Bond around the side of a pool? Like, you know, I Yeah, that kind of bummed me out. I mean, and it sucks too because that dude is a great actor.
He is really good.
And I was so excited to see him in a fucking massive budget movie like this.
You know, it's great for him and I think he's really good in it. It's just, it's a little too, for, it's unfortunate for me anyway. Maybe I'm not the only one, but.
Unfortunate
too,
that what?
It's just a little too close.
They're both too British.
Yeah, too British.
Well, what does Daniel Craig have to do with Sherlock Holmes?
Sherlock Holmes, James Bond, they're both British fucking guys that solve mysteries and kill people.
I guess so. I wasn't feeling that at all.
Right into the mailbag, so I'm not an asshole, I guess.
Well, to your credit, my wife did say, like, oh, I know he's a bad guy because he always plays a dick.
Yeah, so, he's got that face. I mean, overall, I liked it. I would, if we're doing recommends for a movie, I would recommend it if you like these movies. It's just... It's a little unfortunate. I would have loved a little more Batista. I want him like
big time,
and maybe I want more henchmen in general. To be quite honest, that last warehouse scene, give me like 50 henchmen. Let's start cracking some necks.
Are you talking about like at the Spectre compound?
Yeah.
What is everybody's lying down like dogs there? Mm-hmm. If you know, I'm Christoph Waltz. I'm pretty pissed off.
Yeah. Look at my face. That's why we train, guys. Yeah. So my face doesn't look like this.
That was a thing that I got a little nitpicky about. It's like, I don't need to see the origin of Blofeld's scar.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm glad they're setting it up that Blofeld won't be a one and done for Christoph Waltz. I mean, that's clearly why he gets arrested at the end of this movie and not murdered.
Which was nice to see the villain not be executed.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, for all the criticism of, like, this is, like, just a caveman Bond that's, like, a killing machine, like, if this is indeed the final outing of Daniel Craig as James Bond, it's nice to see that he's made this arc. Like, I feel like Casino Royale James Bond is putting two between Blofeld's eyes, and that's the fucking end of it.
Right. I think this should be his last.
So do I.
And if we're going around the horn about recommends, I'd give it 5 bags of popcorn.
Man, I fucking love On Cinema at the Cinema. What a great show. I would recommend it too. I think we should do this because it's only 4 and it might be Craig's last. If it's his last, how are you power ranking all the movies?
Yeah, let's list them, although you just don't count Quantum of Solace, dude.
I'm going to say Skyfall 1, Casino Royale 2, this number 3. And then the movie I didn't see is number 4.
I would say, and I'm the asshole on the internet right now, Spectre number 1, mm-hmm. Skyfall, Casino, and it's Quantum, right? That's the last one. Yeah, I kind of fucking hate it. So,
well, that should be last then. I would say probably Casino Royale, Skyfall, this, and then Quantum is how I'd do it. Yeah, that's it. I mean, I think, maybe in 3 years, if a new James Bond movie comes out, we'll do another on screen. But, you know, I'm glad we got to talk some Bond. Yeah. Continuing what everybody thought was a James Bond month here at We Hate Movies.
No one ever said that.
It was only supposed to be a week. I don't know if I misspoke at the beginning of Never Say Never Again or what, but, you know, here you go. We made it a month for everybody.
Yeah, there's 3 things for you to check out. We did that Animation Damnation on James Bond Jr.
Oh, man, that cartoon.
And, of course, Never Say Never Again.
By the way, hashtag WHMBK Challenge. Still just putting it out there. You have till the end of November, and then I'll stop saying it. So until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Eric Sisko.
Steven Zeta.
Take it easy.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.